talk a little bit about your background as well as coming in here to play for the Dodge City Logs.
Well, I'm originally from Detroit, played my high school ball there, graduated the same year as Nick Perry and Mark Ingram. Left from there and went to City College of San Francisco, where I played for two national titles in junior college. Then from there, I went to Florida Atlantic University, all conference there. And after that, I had a brief stint with the Washington Redskins, where I was pretty much on practice squad every now and then, getting called back and forth.
How long has it been since you've played competitive football?
About a year. Yeah, it's, I'm actually, they make fun of me because I'm on a diet now. Nothing, it's just getting back in the swing of things. Like you said, it's like riding a bike. It's something I'm used to doing. It's what I've done my whole life. So I don't think it's going to be too bad of a transition. I expect to come in and make an immediate impact, as does my colleague. And it's just what we do. I mean, it's a lifestyle.
And then what's your role at Garden City, like, on the coaching
staff? I'm the receivers coach, passing game coordinator, recruiting coordinator in state and out of state. So I got a lot on my plate, but I can juggle it to where I can give my best on the field and in the office.
You guys had some dudes playing receiver last year, remember? You guys?
Yeah, we had
Dodge and Fitz in that game.
Yeah, I got three returners, mm-hmm. and our leading receiver, actually, he was a sophomore, so he'll be going on to his 4-year in May.
Oh, cool.
What kind of mental adjustments were you going to have to make from making or playing in such a maybe more compact field?
Nothing, really. Just be the aggressive person that I am on the field. Short spaces, I'm good in short spaces. I can make it happen. I don't think it'd be too much of a change as far as that. I play in gym shoes instead of cleats. So,
what are probably your strongest assets that you're bringing into?
Physicality from the receiver position, pure hands catcher, and I can make something happen with the ball after I catch it up.
What was the first thought when Coach Ponder came by and said, we want you on our team?
Let's do it. I'm just excited to get back on the field. That's what I've been missing. That's what I've been trying to do. So this opportunity presented itself, and I just jumped at it.
You have a little pressure maybe for some of your players that you coach there, maybe to perform at that level, show maybe what to do right?
No, because I pretty much, when we do one-on-ones and stuff like that, we had our practice was split up pretty much. I used to go against our defensive backs, and it's all smack talk. It's all, but it's a teaching point at the same time. So I don't think it'll be too much of a transition. Keep my mindset and stay focused.